Welcome to another edition of Team Ambition Fitness Podcast. And who do I have joining me tonight other than our pro, OCB figure pro, Crystal Lee Munoz? How you doing, Crystal?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm juiced. I'm so juiced. We're about to go on stage tomorrow. No joke. I'm excited for you. So how you been?
I've been great. This prep has been a long prep, but it's been rewarding for sure. Like, I'm ready to step on stage.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. I'm just ready. I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
Okay, cool. I know this is our first time doing a podcast with you, and so I know you have a 1,000 followers, but those who are in there get a chance to listen to us for the first time, get a chance to actually know who you are. Can you kind of tell our listeners or your followers who you are, where you're from, a little bit back of your background, just, you know, a little bit about you.
Okay.
So where you're from, what you do.
Yeah. So I was born in New York, and I lived there for a few years and raised in Orlando, Florida. So I'd typically normally say that I'm from Florida.
Absolutely.
I have been into fitness pretty much all my life. I wrestled in high school. I ran track. I did ROTC when I was in high school, so I've always been physically active. And then I joined the Marine Corps at 17. I've been in the Marine Corps a little over 12 years now, and I love it.
Yeah, almost done. 8 more years
almost,
and some more.
Yes.
Okay, so you've always been into fitness.
Yes.
You know, some of the things we're going to end up, you know, discussing, or I kind of want to, you know, kind of get an idea from you, like, this being your second prep, only your second prep, because you became a pro so early, you know, going through OCB. So I kind of want to, like, get an idea, so your followers or listeners kind of get an idea for those who have never been on a prep before or who actually want to start a prep. So, like, can you kind of give our listeners, like, for your point of view, what it was like for your very first prep, and then also comparing it to this prep? So can you kind of go into detail a little bit about your first prep, and then kind of go in detail about your second prep?
Okay, so my first prep, very difficult. I did not ever in a million years think that I would do anything like this. I didn't think that I would get in such a, like, revealing bikini. I didn't think that I would diet. I didn't think that I would stop eating, you know, all the normal foods that I would normally eat. I always lifted, like, I lifted weights and stuff like that, but I didn't really focus on diet. I ate somewhat right. healthy, but I ate whatever it is that I wanted to eat too. So that was like a huge turning point for me. And
absolutely.
So when I first started, it was hard to let go of those types of foods. It was really just me learning my body, because I had never really thought about what I was putting into my body and how it was how my body was reacting to what I was putting into it. And because it's like a machine, you know, like, you need to fuel it the right way so that you can get the benefits and the performance that you want out of it. So first show, very scary. The prep was, I had a lot of doubts, and there was even times where before my competition, a week or two before my competition, I was doubting myself completely. And I remember just not wanting to get on stage because I just didn't think that I did enough, or I just wasn't sure. The confidence level wasn't there. So fast forward, I, you know, go to that show, and you know, I earned my pro card from that show, and that just showed me, you know, just following the guidelines that you set for nutrition and my workouts, and actually showing me the proper way to work out and the proper things that I should be eating and fueling my body and things like that. Like, it just showed me, it taught me a lot about myself and
yes.
how to get my body lean, like how long it takes for me to get lean. And so, I mean, I earned my pro card from that show, and then I was definitely sure that I was going to do another show with you guys. And same thing. I mean, I knew early on, like, preparing for this pro show, that I needed a lot of time to lean out. And that's something that you knew too, because
yes.
you knew my body from last show just based off of how I was doing with this standards that you had set.
Yes.
So that helped me a lot, like your guidance and everything like that, and just leaning out at an earlier time, because now, I mean, here we are, tomorrow's the day, and I feel so confident, I feel ready, I feel like it's just, it's time, like, let's do this.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, as you were saying, your transformation from the first time to your second time doing it, you know, it's always a progression. I think that in life, period, is always a progression. So I think, you know, we've had good conversations in regards to this already, but I think that you've had a really good transformation and progression, especially coming for your next show. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll see how that all pans out, you know, tomorrow, or how we do on the stage.
We'll find out if I did enough.
Yes. So especially being a Marine, I know that you know you bleed the red and yellow as a Marine Corps colors. Mm-hmm. So as being, especially as a female, like being a Marine and trying to do a prep and what you do as a fitness instructor, like what are some of the challenges that you face during this prep, at least? Not necessarily for the first one, but just say this one. What are some of the challenges you faced during like every day, every week challenges that you faced?
So the workouts, training, anything like that, that was never an issue for me. Like I knew I was gonna work out. I knew, like looking at your plan and what you had set for me and what I would typically do for my job, that I would be set with the training, the physical training part. But it was the nutrition that was the toughest thing for me, because I have to consider, okay, I need a fuel for performance, for what I need to do for work, but I also need to make sure I'm paying attention to what I'm putting into my body, because if I put too much of something or if I put the wrong thing, it's going to add weight to myself. And I didn't. So it was just the struggle of maintaining the two and making sure that I still had the, I guess, the strength to do what I needed to do in the Marine Corps and focus on still leaning myself out and focusing on the right foods and stuff that I needed to for the bodybuilding side of things. So performance and bodybuilding, they're almost two separate things. And if you don't know how to fuel for it, then it can really mess you up.
No, absolutely. So. In regards to nutrition, you know, I think that especially doing prep, or actually on any type of, as an athlete for any type of events that you're doing, whether you're a marathon runner, you're a bodybuilder, you're a powerlifter, I think nutrition is probably definitely the number one thing that's gonna help you and any other athlete, you know, get to that goal. Especially in bodybuilding, because you have to be so, like, neat. You have to be on, like, straight track. You have to be on the straight track with actual nutrition, trying to hit every macro almost to the T. Yes. And there's little room for error, especially in regards to, you know, how close you get. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that's awesome. Some of the other things I was going to ask you, so also as a Marine, you know, I know you have a lot of followers who follow you, and, you know, they actually, you inspire a lot of other Marines. I'm pretty sure you already know that. So, with that being said, like, how do you feel like, actually, you're like a role model, if you really think about it. You're a role model as a Marine. So how does that make you feel, knowing that you're like an actual role model and you have people who follow you, who actually want to do everything that you're doing or be just like you? Like, what is that like? How does that feel?
That is probably the most humbling experience of this whole fitness journey and me learning myself, because honestly, I'm just doing what I would normally do. Like I always say, like even in my posts, I'm in my own world, because I really am in my own world. I'm focusing on what I need to do. I'm just sharing that with everybody, and the fact that people actually care and they follow and they're inspired by it, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
Absolutely.
And that's just, it's along the same line. It aligns with the fact that of why I joined the Marine Corps, and you know, the purpose of being a Marine, and what you know, American people, how they view United States Marines, like it aligns with the same thing, as far as like I know that I need to kind of keep myself on track, because people are paying attention to me, because they actually do care about this transformation, because they're inspired by it and they want to do it too. And the biggest thing that I can say is I was there where I doubted myself and I didn't think that I could do it, and then I finally did it, and now look where I'm at, because I put in, you know, the hard work and everything that it takes for it. So
wow,
it's a humbling experience for sure. I'm excited.
No, I love it. I love your energy. And I love your positivity because I'm telling you, it's very, it rubs off on people. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, another thing I want to ask you is, like, so we kind of talked about challenges, right? So I know that you've had your own challenges, you know, whether it be professional or personal, and we kind of, you already kind of alluded to that. So during this prep, right, what is, like, I know we said, you know, nutrition is a challenge. Do you have any, like, challenges when training? Like, some days, that I know you was getting up maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, just to go do some fasted cardio or do some fasted type of training. Like, what was it that just, those days that you did not want to do it, but you know you needed to do it, you had to do it. How do you overcome that challenge? Because I know it's mental, but how do you overcome it when you know you didn't want to do it?
So, that's a very good question because, all right, so let me just give you a little sneak peek. So, okay. I live about 45 minutes from where I work.
Okay.
So, my days start at 3 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes they started at 2 o'clock in the morning just so I can get that cardio in before I needed to do whatever I needed to do for my job. And then at the end of the day, I wouldn't get home till 7 at night, and I knew I still had to get my meals ready. I knew I still had to get a workout in, if I didn't get it in during work. So that right there was a huge challenge for me. I think what kept me motivated and what kept me going was the fact that I honestly didn't want to let you guys down. Like, I didn't want to let Team Ambition Fitness down. Like, I knew, like, just the same way, like, I'm a Marine and I'm expected to be a certain way and, you know, uphold the standards and everything like that. I wanted to do the same. I wanted to bring that same thing into Team Ambition Fitness. And I couldn't let you guys down because at the end of the day, like, I step on stage and I represent your team and, or our team. Yes. And I need to make sure that I put that 110% out yes. there. If not, then I'm failing you guys, I'm failing myself, I'm failing everybody that follows me. So
yes, I love that you just you referenced 110 because that's the mindset, that's the mentality that we want to present to the world. You know, having everybody can do 100%, that's the norm now. Yeah. But if you give that extra 10%, that 110 mindset, you never know what you can do.
Exactly.
But wow, that's very humbling. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, trying to stay motivated to, wow, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm still asleep.
Sometimes I look back and I'm just like, how did I do that? But I'm so glad that I was able to just push through it. And it became a Crystal Lee, just get up and do it. You yes. have to do it. Like, it's expected. You just do it. Like,
yes.
no excuses.
Yes.
You know, your competition is not making excuses, so you can't make excuses. So
yes.
it's kind of that, like, kick in the butt that I had to give myself sometimes.
Now, there's one thing I definitely have to bring up. I never forget your post. I think it was, like, maybe a month ago. I was like, wow, that is impressive. Stairmaster with, I think, a 60 or 80-pound barbell on your back.
Yes.
Wow. So tell me about that.
So I mastered, so my first step was, can I do the Stairmaster for an hour? With no weight, can I do the Stairmaster for an hour? Because that's challenging. Stairmaster is challenging no matter what. But that was my first hump. Can I do that? So I did that. I did the Stairmaster for an hour and I'm like, okay, so now that I know that I can do it for an hour, well, let's see if I can add weight. And I started with 30 pounds. Like, I'd do 30 pounds and I'd do like 5-minute intervals, get back off the Stairmaster, and it'll kill my legs. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I know that I can go up. So I went up to 50. And then soon, the day I think that I posted that, I was up to 110 pounds on my back.
110
on my back. And it was just a slow progression of, all right, you did this, Crystalline, now can you do this? And then you accomplished that, can you do this? So it was just moving up, like,
yes,
asking myself if I can do it, crushing it, and then just doing even more. So
damn, that's impressive. I think you got a lot of, because we follow one another, of course, as teammates, as coaches. I think you got a lot of hits, a lot of questions, and a lot of compliments about that. That when I saw that, I don't even do that. I mean, I feel like I'm fit. I feel like I can meet any challenge. But wow, that I may have to introduce that for myself. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, So above and beyond. So that's amazing. Yeah. But no, you know, there's some other things I want to also just dive into. Again, we talked about a little bit about, you know, contest prep, whatnot. What are some of the other things that you found that was potentially a little bit of a challenge during this prep? Case in point, just say, because I had you doing posing, right? You know, posing after your trainings. Did you find any challenges with that? Or did you have anybody who, you know, kind of gave you some extra advice or some motivation or just some different things that you found that come along with your prep, you know, any negativity, any positivity, you know, just some extra stuff that came along with your prep?
So as far as posing goes, it's always so hard to pose after, oh my goodness, after a workout.
Yes.
It's like the hardest thing.
Yes.
And from my first prep, so before my first prep or during my first prep, I was very self-conscious about posing in front of anybody.
Yes.
In front of the mirror. And then during this prep, I noticed that like my confidence had boosted. Like I would just pop a pose and stand there for a minute or so and just with like a bunch of people around me, and I didn't even care what it, like I said, I was in my own world.
Yes.
But it's always hard to hold those poses after a good workout, you know?
Yes.
And Yesenia and I went to a posing clinic because I saw an opportunity just to see if
Absolutely.
I can learn something new. We went to a posing clinic. They taught me a few different things that I can do, little minor movements that I can do just to show off my body a little bit more that
yes.
I didn't know before. So it was good for me to go to that and see other women posing too, so I can pick some things up from them too, besides
Absolutely.
Picking things up on YouTube and stuff like that. So
yes.
As far as the posing goes, definitely challenging, but just meeting other people and watching them pose and getting some other critiques and stuff like that definitely helped out.
Absolutely. Utilizing your resources.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with negativity? You know, we always, when I say negativity, we can go ahead and replace that with haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
In today's society, we'll call them haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we always face some form or fashion of hate, right? Just because you're doing something that somebody may not be able to do because they see you doing it. They feel like, I'm a hater on that person because I can't do it subconsciously. That's what they're pretty much thinking. So have you came across anybody with this prep, you know, with any type of negativity coming towards you?
So I had some people give me some negativity, and I later found out that it was to motivate me and to push me, and that's just the way that they think that I am motivated. It's not at all. But I've had some people comment on my posts, nothing necessarily negative, but if it wasn't positive, it was one of those things where I was just like, all right, bye, Felicia. Like,
yeah.
You gotta go. Like, I don't need that. I don't need any type of negative energy surrounding me or even coming my way or anything like that. You know, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. I've gotten a lot of positive messages from, especially from women and Marines too, just asking me how I did it and different things like that. And I'm always open to just like, hey, you know, I was just like you, where I had no desire to do anything like this, and here I am now. I'm passionate about it, I love it, I want to continue it.
Yes.
And so I've definitely, how I dealt with negativity, it was just, if you're going to be negative, you're out of my life. I don't need you at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
And I would just, it would be a closed door.
Yes.
And I had no remorse for it at all. It was just
absolutely
moving on, keep moving forward.
Yeah, if they're not with you, against you. So
yes,
yes.
Exactly.
So I know also one thing is you do CrossFit.
Yes.
I know when we when you were down in Florida, stationed down there a few months ago, a year ago or so, you were heavily into CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you got a chance to do CrossFit here,
mm-hmm.
but is that something that you may later on in your career, you want to look at competing in CrossFit or doing anything with CrossFit?
Mm-hmm. So what I've determined about myself and what I've realized about myself is when it comes to physical fitness, that is just where I'm comfortable. That's where I am, like, that's where I excel. So anything that has to do with physical fitness, so like a Spartan race or CrossFit or a triathlon or the bodybuilding world, like I kind of want to dive into it and see how I do. It's always nice to challenge yourself in something new anyways. Dive into it, see how I do, and find out, you know, which one I guess love the most. And so far, this is the world that I probably love the most.
Okay.
So.
Well, so since we're in DC, you got a show tomorrow, Saturday, and then there's a Marine Corps marathon on Sunday. So
yes.
Maybe we'll all do the Marine Corps marathon. So just to challenge yourself. No, I was joking. No, okay, great. Well, I mean, I'm about to wrap it up. So for me, I like to ask everybody who does a podcast with me. So, you know, if there was like one or two things that you can leave for your followers or those people who are listening to this podcast or who will listen to this podcast, what is like some life lessons or a message you can send to those who are listening about? So for instance, for me, I always like to say, you know, excuse me, I like always like to tell people, like, if you're consistent, consistency will get you one, two things. You'll either consistently fail or you consistently succeed. Consistency will get you what you want, regardless what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there like a message that you would like to send to those who are listening or who will end up listening to this podcast?
Okay, so I'd say I doubted myself in the beginning a lot. But in the end, I'm really glad that I did it. I'd say just there's no harm in trying. There's no harm in
absolutely
putting yourself out there in a good way. You know, I mean, this is a world where it's not going to do anything negative to you. There's no negative effects to working out and eating right. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? So I'd say put yourself out there, go ahead and take the first step and just continue to make those steps forward, setting different goals. And eventually, if, like you said, if you stay consistent
yes.
and if you have a good work ethic and you stay disciplined to the process, and that's the main thing, is making sure you trust the process and actually follow the process, then you're going to get to where it is that you want to be, if not excel past where you even think
yes.
that you can get. So,
absolutely. Crystal Lee, first of all, I appreciate you doing this podcast with me.
Of course.
It's nothing like seeing you and actually seeing you get on stage tomorrow. I feel as though we did a lot of great work these last few months, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Yes.
So I'm going to wrap this up. You can find us on all the social media channels. You can find us on IG, Team Ambition Fitness. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Team Ambition Fitness LLC. You can also find us on our website, www.teamambitionfitness.com. And as always, be epic, ambitious, and stay tenacious. Talk to you guys next time. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.